This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. John Fogerty wrote some of the most enduring songs of 1960s rock. Proud Mary, Born on the Bayou, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Just a few of the hits he performed with his band Creedence Clearwater Revival. But for years, Fogerty was so mired in legal and financial issues over those songs that he felt he couldn't play them. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers reports Fogerty is performing his early hits once again. He's reinterpreting them with a new generation of rock and country stars.
That's Foo Fighters performing with John Fogerty on his new album, Wrote a Song for Everyone. Fogerty wrote Fortunate Son more than 40 years ago, but the song is hardly aged, partly because it's 68, he sounds remarkably the same, and partly because the song's theme about privilege and class is as current as ever, as Fogerty said when I visited him in Los Angeles.
So when I sing Fortunate Son now, you know, part of me is remembering a time a long time ago, and part of me is, I could have walked into my bedroom yesterday or tonight and written the same song.
Born on the bayou. Born on the bayou. Born on the bayou.
Fogerty's album features an array of A-list artists playing his songs, like Born on the Bayou with Kid Rock, Long as I Can See the Light with My Morning Jacket, and Bad Moon Rising with Zac Brown Band. The whole album feels energetic and joyous.
I'm sure that has something to do with how I'm feeling myself these days and how I'm feeling about the songs I wrote. And, you know, it's all in a really happy, good place now. I only say that because some of you may have heard I had a few difficulties in the music business.
In case you haven't heard, here's a quick summary. Back in the 60s, Fogerty signed away the rights to his Creedence songs to Fantasy Records, and for decades he battled the label, and often his former bandmates as well, including his brother. And Fantasy notoriously sued Fogerty for plagiarizing himself. For many years, he refused to play his early hits. To explain, he imagined himself singing Creedence songs in a cheesy Vegas act circa 1979.
And there you are, night after night, hooga, 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 rolling, rolling on the river, you know. I just figured at some point I would be desensitizing myself so much, you know, getting drunk, probably drugs, whatever, trying to shut out of my brain that voice that's going, what the hell are you doing? How could you fall this far? Or how could you be so unconnected to the music? Yep.
Even while Fogerty wasn't performing his songs, everyone else was. Dave Grohl, drummer for Nirvana and frontman of Foo Fighters, pointed out that when Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic of Nirvana first played together, they started a Creedence cover band. Grohl recently performed on stage with Fogerty.
You know, there's something about when you launch into the song Bad Moon in front of 4,000 people, it doesn't matter if the guy has a mohawk, the guy has a mustache, the chick has a Madonna shirt. Everybody loves Fogerty's music. Everybody.
Sitting in the Foo Fighters studio in L.A., Grohl said he's struck by how rock icons like Fogerty and Paul McCartney love to get heavy and weird. In fact, he said Fogerty's guitar is the loudest he's ever heard on stage.
I love Motorhead, I love AC/DC, but standing on stage next to John Fogerty's amp, like, it'll burn the hairs off your face, you know? He's not afraid. It's good.
Got a red line engine and I'm roaring to go. Put your pedal to the metal if you want to ride. If you want to ride, let's go.
Though Fogerty remains a rocker, his new album highlights his deep connections to country music. He's an obsessive student of country guitar techniques. A highlight of the album is Hot Rod Hart with Brad Paisley, who Fogerty calls one of the greatest guitarists alive. At the end of the song, the two of them have a kind of guitar duel. Brad Paisley has been covering Fogerty's songs since he was a teenager. Talking from his Nashville studio, Paisley said he'd love to pick Fogerty's brain about guitar tone, but never gets the chance.
He is such a student of guitar playing that I end up not being able to get a word in edgewise because he just asks all these questions about guitar amps. And it's like, shouldn't he be sitting back coasting at this point? But he's not. He is he's more interested in learning than anyone I know that's my age or younger. Mystic Highway, here I ramble.
Ooh, take me home. Every morning, Fogerty spends several hours practicing guitar licks and scales, and he's writing. His new album features a couple new songs that fit right in with the Creedence hits. One sign of how Fogerty has reunited with his old songs can be seen in his family room, where gold and platinum records from Creedence are displayed alongside solo hits like Centerfield.
This is the first house that I've actually had my gold records up. This probably happened 7 years ago. You know, I'd kept them in boxes or were in storage for the longest time. Got down on the corner, looking out my back door. Yeah, those are the old label.
The idea of displaying the gold records came from Fogerty's wife, Julie. She also originally suggested making an album revisiting his old songs with other artists. And Fogerty credits her with helping him finally make peace with his past.
I've become comfortable with what in fact happened, I guess. I don't have a big personality hiccup when I come in this room anymore, whereas I remember standing here the first time with Julie, and she's keeping moving, so I won't be able to go object, you know, get a word in, because she wants them up, because I think in her mind she knows it's time. I've been blessed to have Julie around, kind of keeping the needle moving forward.
For NPR News, I'm Jeffrey Pepper Rogers. Pharaoh, spin the message round and round the truth. They could have saved a million people. How can I tell you? Wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song for truth. Wrote a song for everyone. And I couldn't even talk to you. Oh, yeah. Wrote a song for everyone. Yeah, I wrote a song for truth. Wrote a song for everyone.
You're listening to All Things Considered.